to KC. I swear, I think I just saw my daughter walk by on TV.
Oh, really? Yeah, they're showing the airport, KCI. Oh, wouldn't that be hilarious if they did show her?
She had a coffee, and I see the hair. I'm like, I think that was my daughter.
It probably was. That's a live shot right now. We're checking the weather, and we're watching everything. Our friends at KBC doing a live shot. It's 18 degrees right now. And I'll tell you what, I don't understand it, but there are over 86 school closings right now. 92 now. I'm sorry, there's an update. Most of the major districts are closed. You said you saw Blue Valley for sure.
I saw Blue Valley.
DeSoto was closed. I've seen Blue Springs.
KCMO. Right,
yeah, Lee Summit. And I'll be honest, I don't understand why, because I live way out, almost to DeSoto,
right.
K7, all the way into Westport. Nothing. My roads were completely dry. But, you know, I realized that there is some ice in some places, so just go with it. I just called my son, and even though he wants the day off, he kind of goes, really?
I can't believe it because, you know, I'm the first to say safety first. I live on a big, gigantic hill in Briarcliff, and it's usually pretty bad, Tricia. I mean, nothing. There was, on my way to work, not one slick spot at all.
And the only reason it's bothering me is because we have another storm coming in. And so
we're probably going to need it then.
We're going to need one for that. And so I kind of don't know why it's closed today, but go with it and make plans. I know a lot of you, it's hard. My husband got called into work yesterday because someone he works with, their kid was out and they had no options for daycare or whatever. So my husband had to go in. So plan ahead.
Yeah, school's closed for a lot of you.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station.
And they never close.
Paparazzi got nothing on this girl. Yeah. Oh, they're close. They close when everybody else does.
Trash.
You know, some of those people that live and work in Olathe, they're crazy.
In those weird places.
That's kids. All right, Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg, they are matching George Clooney's $500,000 donation to March for Our Lives. Clooney and his wife Amal got the ball rolling in Hollywood with their support of the March 24th rally in Washington, D.C. The students who organized the gun control rally say it's to honor the victims of last week's deadly shooting at a Florida high school that left 17 dead. The Clooneys also said they plan to march alongside the students in D.C. next month. Kesha, she's being forced to postpone a number of scheduled performances on her current world tour after suffering a major knee injury. The praying singer took to Instagram to announce she'll have to push back over 10 March and April concerts planned in Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, and Japan. Her injury occurred as a result of an onstage fall at a show in Dubai earlier this month. It wasn't in the news or anything.
No.
Usually if someone falls, we hear about it.
And see the video.
Yeah. The singer is scheduled to undergo surgery to repair a torn ACL ligament that could take up to a year to recover from.
Yeah, 2 months. It's going to take a long time.
That sucks, too, because she had to wait so long in between her albums and getting back and, you know, just getting back to her music and not being able to tour. You know what? She needs to be like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, who had that big throne and he performed it with a broken leg.
I think she'll probably readjust the show to some of the dancing to still perform because that's a big deal.
You can't just not tour for a year when you have a new album.
And you're not going to be able to just get up and start dancing after that injury. I've had that before. It took me almost a year and a half.
Yeah, and I mean, you love to dance. And more with Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, that just is solidifying their relationship and their love. He took her as his guest to his dad's wedding in Jamaica. Wow, that's a big family event.
That's
a commitment. Yeah, you don't go to a wedding with just any old date. Do you think they're going to be planning their wedding soon?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of stories about this, and the religion thing, they say, is real to him.
I don't know. I think with all she's been through, she wouldn't jump into it. She would take her time.
But I also think with all she's been through, she knows that life is precious, and I don't think she'd be wasting her time with somebody that wasn't worth it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when you were young, that first love? I mean...
Yeah, I do.
Very annoying, that first love.
I know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I'm going to call this one just okay.
Medium.
let me ask you, this is a good question for later on. Do you still feel that love for that very first love?
No.
I don't feel love, but I feel a fondness. Like, I remember it. I remember how great it was and pure it was and the feeling. And actually, I'm still very good friends with that person in my life. It's just sort of a memory. It's like a good moment from my childhood / teenage years.
I mean, I think I can still feel it because it really truly was my first love.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember those butterflies and how great that was. Because, you know, being married almost 20 years, you realize that butterflies is not what it's about. Love and marriage is more of a commitment, and there's ups and downs, and it's work. And going back to being in high school and that just, you know, and the first kiss and all that.
I gotta say, woof. I feel nothing towards my first love.
Well, you're
nothing.
Also engaged to get married in days.
That's true.
I'm guessing yours didn't end well.
No. I love John Guthrie. That's it.
Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's, your place for great food and nightly fun, like Mary's Sunday Nights live show each Sunday at 7 p.m. Cap off your weekend with some wild fun. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer because we're sending you to Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake live at the T-Mobile Arena. With hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings. You can beat the Las Vegas.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas.
You can beat the Las Vegas.
Mix 93.3.